Kawabe, can you explain the difference or compare Tokyo and Osaka?
Tokyo and Osaka. Okay. I think that Tokyo is like New York City, and Osaka is like where? It's like, I guess it's like, okay, let's say, little Eilish city.
Little Irish city?
I'm just imagining. Maybe
Yeah.
this is a wrong example, but you know, people are so friendly.
Mm.
This is what I want to say. And people, the relationship in Osaka between you know people are so close. Very, very closer than Tokyo's one. And people are so friendly. You know, for example, when you buy something at the shop, wherever it is, someone's gonna talk to you. Hey, where are you from? What you want to buy? And this is better than this. You better take this one.
That's nice.
Yeah, in Tokyo, nobody will tell you know, this kind of thing at the shop. You know, it's a weird thing in this big city.
That is strange. Why do you think people are different in Tokyo than Osaka? They're only, you know,
People
500.
don't care each other in Tokyo. It's like New York City.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are too many people to deal with.
Yeah.
To you know, so in Osaka, it's a big city, but it's also at the same time it's like a huge village.
That's a good point. A
Yeah, and
huge
then
village.
in Tokyo, nobody speaks with dialect, but in Osaka, everybody speaks the same language. I mean that Osaka dialect. That is why I think they are feeling some kind of tie, some kind of. You know,
Bond.
yeah, each
Yeah.
other. So, and we call it Osaka-ben in Japanese, Osaka's dialect. And that way of talking is always like very funny, always like sometimes noisy, but it's lovely dialect. You know, everybody likes it. So the most of the famous comedian in Japan. On every kind of any kind of TV show, are from Osaka. In Japan, most of the famous comedians are always from Osaka. Yeah, so, it's a big difference. Okay, simply character. In Tokyo, it's cold. The people are cool. You know, stay cool. Don't show your emotion, very much. You've got to be very, very like decent, square. And you've got to act cool. This is what you have to be in Tokyo. But in Osaka, you just, you know, anything goes. You can do whatever you want to do. You can be whoever you want to be. And then, you know, people are wild and free and cheerful, lovely. And then it looks like they are enjoying the life. Like an Italian. Like Italian, yes. I think this is a good example. It's like Moscow and Venezia. Moscow and Napoli, or, you know, North Korea, Pyongyang, and Rome. It's like this. People are so different.
Interesting observation. Thanks, Kwame.
Welcome.